to Sunday school, and of course we'll be having the baptism has already been announced. We're looking forward to that. We did a baptism last week. We've been staying wet here lately, so it's just a good deal. I'm thankful for that. Psalms 103. One of the things that I do, and I've mentioned to you before, is in verses 1 through 5 is what we're going to be focusing in on. And I pray this. I would say I pray it every day. I mean, there might be a day I miss a day or something that'd be very rare. But when I walk out and talk to the Lord, I open with this. And it covers the benefits that we have in salvation. This benefit package here, that's what we've done a Bible school on it. We've done a series on it over the years. And the purpose of it is that we not forget. And let me go ahead and read what we're going to cover today. In Psalms 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now, the idea of bless is praising. Do we need to praise the Lord? Do we need to do it every day? Every day of our life, we should praise Him. And one of the ways that we praise the Lord is by giving Him thanks. And certainly the benefits that's listed on this list is great reasons to give thanks. If you have, and you do, if you're born again, if you have this benefit package, you're rich. You might not have a massive home or a lot of money in the bank, but if you have this package, then you're rich, truly rich. And that's why I pray it. I pray it every day of my life, because what happens is in life, sometimes things bring you down a lot. Y'all agree? There's some things that will bring you down. And sometimes you need to remind yourself of what you have. And this benefit package is priceless. Whoever has this benefit package is rich and has great reasons to rejoice. So every day of my life when I go out to Plymouth and walk and pray and all that, I open with this. And right off the bat, what it does is it reminds me how blessed I am. And it can raise you up. It can raise you up if you pray it. And if you get it where you can remember it. So every day, I mention this in prayer to the Lord. There's five wonderful benefits in this text. Five wonderful benefits. And I'm going to share these benefits with you. At one time, we've done a Bible school on it, but we called it then the benefit package. You know, whenever you go on a job and they'll bring you into the room there and they'll explain to you the different things about your employment. And then what are you waiting on? You're waiting on the benefit package. What's your benefits? Benefits cost a lot of money. Y'all agree? People don't have no idea what benefits cost. If you got good hospitalization and things of that nature, it costs. So when you go to a job, the things that you're interested in is you're interested in a good benefit package, maybe a retirement and things of that nature. All that is important. But this benefit package is priceless. And let me say one more thing. If you have it, if you're born again, you have it. If you're born again, you have it. And if you have it, then you're rich. If you have it, then you're rich. And the riches is, you can't put a price tag on it. So if you have these five wonderful benefits, then you are what? You're rich. And you should be what? Happy. You should be what? Happy because of the benefits that you have in Him. So, before I get started, I'm just warming up. Before I get started, if you remember this and you pray this, this will raise your what? Raises your focus. If you get down, this benefit package will raise you up. Why am I sad? Look what I have. Why am I complaining? Look what I have. Look what's coming. Look what's mine. And it raises you up. Okay? All right, let's go ahead and ease into it. I've done this a million times in 38 years, but it'll really help you. You can share it with other people, but like I said, you can pray it, and it'll raise your focus up. Because the benefits on this list, just one benefit's priceless, and you've got five. One benefit is priceless, and it lists five of them here on this text. And get to where you know it, get to where you pray it, and get to where you thank the Lord daily for it, okay? So two times in the text, in verses 1 and 2, it's making a call for praise. And some, many of the Psalms, several of the Psalms does that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Now, that's a different deal right there. This isn't just an outward thing. This is an inward thing. You see, bless the Lord, O my what? O my soul. We're talking about inside. We might say it's a blessing from the heart, see. So he's calling forth for that. He makes two calls here in verses 1 and 2 when he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then in verse 2, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. So two times he mentions it. What's that? What does he say it twice for? Emphasis. He says it for emphasis. He wants you to, he just didn't tell you one time. He told you two times, and that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to praise him, and that's the idea of bless, is to praise the Lord. And one of the ways that we do that is by not forgetting his, there's your benefits. Don't forget your benefits. Now, like I told you before, if you're working on a job and you got good benefits, benefits cost a pretty good bit of money. But what I want you to understand is this benefit package is priceless. You can't put a price tag on this. There's no benefit package that compares to this one right here. Just one of the benefits is priceless. Every one of them, all five of them, is priceless. So we need to bless the Lord twice, it says. Bless the Lord. And he gives us a warning or a reminder, it depends on how you look at it, not to forget them. Not to forget them, because people have a tendency to forget what they have. It always made me mad when someone would come up to me and say, you know, Jeff, the Lord's been good to me today. That makes me mad right off the bat. God's been good to you every day. He just ain't been good to you one day. Now, you might have something you're especially thankful for on that particular day, but you got reasons to praise God how often? Every day. And if you got this package, that's a reason to praise. And it's priceless, and it's eternal, and it lasts forever. Priceless, eternal, and lasts forever. Set your focus on it. Learn to pray it, and it'll have an effect on you. Do y'all think God's people should be happy? I'm asking. We should. We got plenty of good reasons to be happy. Now you can. There's a far more reasons to be happy than there is to be sad. If you're saved, you agree? Far more reasons to be happy than sad. I always thought it was a bad testimony for God's people to be sad all the time. You know, I want to get saved so I can be sad like you are. You know what I mean? That don't even sound good, does it? I want to get saved so I can be sad and aggravated all the time like you are. That's not how God's people should live. One great testimony is that when you're born again and you realize you have these things, it should make you happy. And a happy Christian is a good testimony. A happy Christian is a good testimony. All right, now let's move on into it. We got the two blesses, the blessed text here. What's blessed mean? Praise. Praising. What's some of the ways we praise? One way we praise is by giving prayers of thanksgiving. We praise by singing. We praise by sharing it with other people. That's what we do. Okay? Now, what he tells us not to do, and let's go ahead and move into it. It says, who forgives all thine iniquities? Who forgives all thine iniquities? How many? All of them. I say that all the time in preaching. I stress it all the time. When you trust Christ as your Savior, that's what He does in salvation, is He forgives all your iniquities. Now, when we think of all of them, it doesn't mean from the past just to this point, and then you're getting them paid for as you go. That's a lot of people think that. That's just not true. You could never guarantee anybody's salvation if you went by that type of thinking. He paid for all your iniquities. All of them. He didn't just pay for half of them. He prayed for all of them. Now, I want to try to explain this to you best I can. And I've read this, I think, just as recent as last week. But in Romans 4, the Bible says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So He doesn't charge your sin to you. He charges your sin to Jesus, right? And we know that. So it's important that we know it. Now, having all your sins charged to Jesus, I want you to get this. It's what we call judicial forgiveness. Did you hear what I just said? Judicial. As far as God's law is concerned, your account, when you trusted Jesus, is paid in what? Paid in full. He don't impute your sin to you. Who did He impute your sin to? How much sin was imputed to Him? All of it. All of it. What gets confusing with folks is parental forgiveness. Parental forgiveness. Now, after you're born again and you trust Jesus as your Savior, God is your, He's your Father. God is your what again? He's your Father. And what does fathers do? Not only do they instruct, but fathers also do what else? They correct. They correct. And does sometimes, you have children, I have children, does sometimes children sin? Yeah, they surely do. And they, when that happens, then what do they need? They need, they need parental forgiveness. Parental forgiveness. And this is a child, when we ask forgiveness for sins and we go to Him and we ask the Lord to forgive us, we're going to our Father. And we say, Father, forgive me for what I said, or forgive me for what I thought, forgive me for what I do. And that doesn't keep you saved, but that keeps you close. Close in fellowship with the Lord. We all have, like I said, we all have children, and even when your children sin, are they still your children? Warts and all, ain't they? So they still sin. Do I still sin? Yeah. And if someone tells you they don't, what are they? What's the Bible say? They're a liar and the truth's not in them. So even God's children sin. And the reason why we go to Him in parental forgiveness is to keep us close in fellowship. What happens to people when they drift and get out of fellowship with the Lord? What happens to them? They lose their joy. They lose their joy. And they drift. And what they need to do, they need to confess their sins and get back in a good fellowship with the Lord. Do you confess your sins daily? Yeah, you do. Do you confess your thoughts? Now, let me ask you that bold question again. What if you miss one? I'm asking. What if you miss one? God ain't going to miss one. When Jesus paid for your sin debt, how many sins did He pay for? He paid for all of them, see. And that's judicial forgiveness. Parental forgiveness is a child going to their father and asking for because they're a child. No matter what, when you're born again, what are you? You're a child. And so when you're going, when I go and ask for forgiveness for my sins, it's a child going to their father. That has nothing to do with regard to our salvation, is concerned. When you trusted Jesus as your Savior, He gave you what? Eternal life. And He removed your sins as far as the east is from the west. Okay? So, the first benefit we're looking at is He forgave all of our iniquities. And it's one of the greatest benefits you could have. Aren't you glad you're forgiven? You know, if you're not forgiven for your iniquities, you'll die in your sin. You got to be forgiven for them. How you get forgiven for them? Well, first of all, you need to be saved. If you've never been saved, you ask the Lord that you want to trust Jesus as your Savior and be forgiven for your sins. That's the first thing a person has to do. And it says He forgiveth. Look back at verse 3. He forgives all your iniquities. All of them. Verse 12 is the one I quoted there. Let me give you that since we're right here in the text. It says, as far as the east is from the... Now, why did He say east from the west? I'm going to let you tell me, Clarence. East and west never meet. So that's a complete putting away of your sins forever. That's a glorious blessing right there. So, benefit number one, we're healed of all of our, or we're forgiven for all of our iniquities. Benefit number two says He heals all your diseases. That's something to think about, because does God's people not get sick? They sure do get sick. People in our families get sick. What kind of benefit is He talking about in this particular text? Now, God sometimes heals people that are sick. Does God heal through medicine? Surely does. He can heal through surgeries. He does it that way. Who gives the knowledge? Who gave all the knowledge for all that is the Lord. He's the one. Sometimes God heals through prayer miraculously. Can God still do that? But does God always do that? Not always. Not always. I think ultimately this next benefit, of course, God gets the glory for any disease that is healed. But ultimately, I want to give this to you. Ultimately, I think this benefit will be fulfilled when we get our new body. I think ultimately it'll be filled there. Let's talk about death just for a second. I've had some people awful close to me in all the years that I've been pastoring. And I've seen them suffer horrible. And when I went to see them, after they died, and when I done their service, you know what I thought? They're not sick no more. You ever view death as a healing? It is. Sometimes people who die and they've been sick for years, and I thought when I done the service, well, man, they're better right now. Sometimes God heals from death. Sometimes God heals through death. All God's people say it. Sometimes He does it that way. And is that a great thing? It is. It is. I've visited many sick people over the years. It's unbelievable. But if they knew Jesus and they trusted Jesus, when they died, they're immediately healed. They're immediately with the Lord. Think about it. They're immediately with the Lord. Absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. And that disease that they had is what? Gone. And they're happier than they have ever. They're more happy than ever. Y'all agree? The joy, I don't think you could even fathom how great the joy is, but it's true. That's a great benefit right here. Death for a Christian isn't horrible. Death for a Christian isn't. Because when you die, you go off to be with the Lord. And if you're sick, you're instantaneously better. Immediately. Oh, and I've missed something. What did I miss? And you don't sin no more either. All that happens. I mean, when you die, which sounds awful to us, but when the person's a Christian, it's not awful. You miss them here, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you certainly miss them here. But when you think of where they're at, who they're with, how they feel, and you'll see them again in a little bit, that's wonderful, isn't it? That's good hope. So He forgives all of our iniquities. He heals all of our what? Heals all of our diseases. Any disease you've got healed from. I've been healed several different times. Does the Lord heal through surgeries? Does the Lord heal through medicine? Have you ever have a doctor heal you? And the knowledge of all that came from the Lord. He means for you to go to the doctor. I mean, there's some folks that don't believe in going to the doctor. Now, I ain't saying all doctors are great. There's some doctors just not so good at what they do. But the Lord gives the knowledge of penicillin, for example, and He gives medicine, and the Lord give all the knowledge for all of that. He means for us to use it. All right. Eventually. Well, let me move on to number three. We're looking at the benefits here again, and He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Ultimately, you'll get a new body that'll never get sick. That's part of it. It says in the number three, He redeems your life from what? Now, that's an eternal destruction. That's an eternal destruction from the presence of God. I was a little boy and used to listen to the Baptist preachers preach here. Man, they preached on hell. I mean to tell you, it scared me plumb to death. They get up here and they preach. And I'm glad they did. I believed in hell because I heard that when I was a little boy. And then I seen that in the Bible. And then them preachers come up here and they'd start, man, and they would they'd preach and they'd preach on hell. And I'm glad they did. It's too late to learn about hell after you're in it. Way too late to do that after you're in it. So, He says here that He redeems your life from destruction. When you trusted Jesus as your Savior, He set you free from the bondage of your sin debt. Let me say it again in another way. Not only that, but He set you free from hell. Hell has no claims on me no more. It can't touch me. My hell was paid by who? And He done that 2,000 years ago on the cross, and that's why we have Ted Alessi up here in the pulpit. Paid in what? He pays it in full. We talk about that all the time. So, He redeemed us from destruction. And that is an eternal destruction from the presence of God. That'd be a horrible thing for anybody to ever face something like that. But a person that billions will. Hear me? Billions, countless billions will. Forgives all your iniquities. heals all your diseases, redeems your life from destruction. Can you put a price tag on the first one? It's priceless, isn't it? Second one's priceless. Third one's priceless. That's why the person that is saved is rich. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? Who was rich? The one that went to heaven. Which was Lazarus. The rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen, but Lazarus had sores all over. I don't know if he had leprosy or what. Probably stunk too. He had to beg for his money. Doesn't tell you he really received anything from the rich man. It just, he was laid at his gate in hopes that the crumbs would fall to him. Let me ask you, which one was rich? The one that had eternal life. The richest didn't show up till after they both died. The rich man went to hell. The poor man, because of salvation, went where? Which one was rich? Put it in another perspective. 2,000 years ago, if this happened 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years now, that Lazarus has been in heaven. And for 2,000 years now, that rich man's been in hell with no hope. Love it, that hurts my heart when I think about it. I mean, we talk about hell all the time, but how horrid that is for a person. Forever. Now, I think it'll get worse in some ways for those that's there. I think they're there now in spirit. I think eventually they'll be at the second resurrection. They'll get a body. I think that'll be even worse. They're there now how? Our loved ones that died and went to heaven, they're there in what? Absent from the body, spirit, present with the Lord. But one of these days, they're going to get a what? A body fit for eternity. A body fit for eternity. Okay? All right. So He redeems our life from destruction. Now, it says He crowns us with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. And that's all the other blessings that you can't number. That's what I wrote down on my notes. Loving kindnesses and tender mercies that cannot be numbered. This is all the other blessings He's given. You know, the Scripture says in one place, if I would speak of all the blessings, there are more than I can number. And that's the idea of it. That's what the text is ultimately showing you. On top of these other great blessings He's given you, He's crowned you with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. He does great things for us. Do y'all agree? He has done great things for us. He's doing great things for us. And He'll continue to do great things for us. All God's people say it. It's a glorious thing. Number 5. This is the last one. Y'all getting this benefit package? I've given it to you 9 million times over the years. Maybe not 9 million, but maybe 8. Psalms 103, notice what it says. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. That thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the 5th one. I believe it was Jacob. I'm pretty sure it was Jacob. He said He is the God. I want you to listen to this. He is the God that fed me all the days of my life. Oh, that chills me to the bone. He is the God that fed me all the days of my life. Beloved, I taught this and I know you already knew it. But I want you to learn it and pray it. you pray this every day, these five benefits, it'll raise your mind up. We get our mind down too much. You remember these five benefits, which are priceless. It'll raise you up every day. It'll remind you of what you have in Christ. We'll stop with that. Thank you for your attention.